Doors close their doors. Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real...
Broadcasting to the U.S. and around the world by way of Clear Digital Audio. 22,500 miles above the planet. This is the Global Star Radio Network.
Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Bob Chapman. If the Lord doesn't come in the meantime, but we have Bob with us now. Hi, Bob Chapman. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine,
and, of course,
and I hope you are too.
Well, we're doing just great. Well, you know, I was reading in the paper today where Citicorp has said they're going to have to write off $400 billion in bad loans over the next couple of years. They're trying to sell these bad loans. $400 billion, you know, $100 billion here, $100 billion there, you're talking about real money, and Citicorp's the biggest bank in the United States. Are they in financial trouble? Again?
I don't think there's any question that they're insolvent. And probably 50% of the banks in the United States are insolvent as well. You don't know what the percentage is. You can only guess at it. But, you know, the numbers on some of their losses are coming out. And the deepness and the widespread panorama of these terrible losses caused by real estate securities, mortgage securities, is 60% born in the United States and about 40% in Europe, which most people don't realize. And I believe that the losses are just going to be absolutely staggering. When I see Jamie Dimon say today that he runs J.P. Morgan Chase, that the credit crisis is 75% over, I wonder what he's been smoking, because they have made absolutely no headway to solving the problem and getting rid of the bad debt, which will encompass the next several years. And the only thing that's kept the system afloat is a tremendous amount of money and credit that's been issued by the Federal Reserve, and that to the financial system in the United States, as well as the financial system in Canada, Switzerland, England, and particularly in the heart of Europe through the European Central Bank. So this crisis is nowhere near over in credit. Second of all, he said, Mr. Dimon said, that he believed this was just the beginning of a recession. It was going to get pretty bad, like 1982. Well, I get news from Mr. Dimon. He's understating the problem. And the best they can hope for is 1974's correction, which was brutal and quick. And I don't think this is going to be quick, because the Fed is feeding so much money and credit into the system. We're now over 18%. I don't have an exact figure yet, but I know we're over 18%, because I looked at some of the figures this weekend.
You're talking about M3.
They were just dreadful.
Right. You're talking about M3.
M3, yes.
Right.
And so where are we headed? We got a big, fat recession, nasty one coming. We're in it. We've been in it for over 2 years, but they're not going to tell you that. And there's probably a very good chance of depression. The credit crisis is not going to go away. The dollar will go down to somewhere between 40 and 55 on the USDX. It closed just under 73 today, the third day down the road, giving up almost half of the gains that it made over the previous 6 weeks. And so they haven't solved anything, and they're not going to. The problem is far beyond them.
All right, but we're going to be back here right after the break with Bob Chapman, and we're going to be talking about the financial crisis that threatens the wealth of certainly the middle class and is certainly, I believe, going to be responsible for wiping out the wealth of the middle class and impoverishing our people. We'll be back in just a moment here at Genesis.
As the old saying goes, if you give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. But if you give him a Berkey system, you give him the ability to obtain purified water for a lifetime. This year, when giving Christmas gifts, instead of unwanted trinkets, give a meaningful and substantial gift. Berkey systems are ideal for every member of your family, especially the young ones in college. Unlike other water filtration systems, Berkey purifiers are portable. They require no plumbing, and the elements don't have to be replaced every 4 to 6 months. Perfect for anyone on a tight budget. And more importantly, if there's an unexpected emergency, your loved ones will be prepared. That's because Berkey systems are able to purify raw, untreated water. Check out our Christmas specials at BerkeyWater.com. With one of our quantity specials, you not only get a discount, but in one stop, you can get gifts for the entire family. That's BerkeyWater.com or call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
This is Elizabeth Border, author of the two books set, America Attacked and Chaos and Chemtrails. I wrote these books because I believe that every American should have the vital chemtrails research info. I was much heartened and encouraged when a radio listener recently wrote me, quote, "You are truly a great writer, so clear and powerful and thorough in your communication. You have the strength to forge ahead in the midst of darkness, and you also believe in the power of goodness and truth." I hope you listeners will order these crucial books. Send your check for $32 post-paid to Radio Liberty, P.O. Box 969, Soquel, S-O-Q-U-E-L, California, 95073. $32 to Radio Liberty, Box 969, Soquel, California, 95073. Or call 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.
Why should we fire Congress? Because they use the Constitution of the United States as a scrap of paper. They swear an oath to follow it, and then they reject it. That was their employment document. They haven't followed it. Congressmen, senators, you're fired.
Washington, you're fired!
I think it's the next freedom to fascism.
Washington, You're Fired was born out of sheer frustration with abuses in our current political system, and it gives a voice to Americans across the country. Washington, You're Fired examines constitutional issues as they relate to the Katrina disaster, the president's illegal spy program, NSA data mining, FISA secret court, the illegal wiretapping of millions of Americans, and the last 7 years of terror-related spy bills, how they affect you, and what you can do about it. Washington, You're Fired captures the spirit and zest of an old-fashioned Boston Tea Party. Cam Williams describes the film as a rabble-rousing call to arms. We invite you to make the change with us. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the video tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, our guest is Bob Chapman. He says we're in a recession, may go into a depression, but we've also got inflation. Now, this is entirely different than what we had back in the 1930s, because then we had a depression, but of course we did not have a rampant inflation, and we had a solid back currency, we had a gold-backed currencies, we had a stable monetary system. Today we have a monetary system that's built on sand, and certainly we have the potential for catastrophic disruption of the value of the savings of our entire middle class, and the redistribution of the wealth of the middle class, the impoverishment of our people. And until people understand that this is what I really believe they intend to do, and if you don't believe it, you need to read the Earth Charter. You can get it off the internet and we'll send it to you. If you don't understand that this is an attack on the very foundation of our America and our middle class, then nothing that's going on makes sense. I heard the president talking to today about how he was going over to Saudi Arabia to try to get them to, get more oil out there and bring the price down. Ladies and gentlemen, the president insists on buying up large quantities of oil and putting them in the strategic reserve to create the crisis, but he can't tell the American people that. He's got to tell them he's going to go over to Saudi Arabia, and the fact we don't have more oil is those nasty Saudi Arabians over there. Why, they don't care about the suffering they're bringing to our people by getting the price of gasoline and fuel and diesel up to astronomical levels. And yet, the truth of the matter is, it is President George W. Bush, who insists over the objection of many of our senators of adding to the strategic oil reserves, buying oil at the highest price it's ever been, and storing it underground to create the very shortage he says he's dedicated to, of course, stopping. So pick up the story there, Bob. What do you think about the president going over to Saudi Arabia to get him to release more oil so that we can bring the price down? While he's doing exactly the opposite, he's buying the oil to create the artificial shortage to drive the prices up.
It's called smoke and mirrors.
That's a good description of it.
And it's just as simple as that. And whenever a president goes out of the country, it's to build his ratings, in this case the ratings of his party as well. He has the lowest ratings among older rating services, which are all controlled by the Illuminati, of 28. And it's... probably I haven't seen some of the independents recently, but I'm sure that their figures are around 23 or 22, which is the real numbers. I mean, this man is not only unsuccessful and incompetent, he's hated throughout the world. I would say over 80% of the people that I've talked to outside the United States, and I've seen polls to that effect as well, really think that the administration is just simply off their rocker. And so nothing's going to be accomplished. The Saudis are holding back on the increase in any more production, even though Nigeria's gone down a few hundred thousand barrels a day because of the conflict that's going on in the country. And that's not going to go away. I mean, the Muslims, the Hansa tribe, has subjected the Christian tribes for years. I mean, this goes all the way back to 1967 and the civil war that they had then. So this is nothing new. And so finally, the dissidents are saying, look, we want a piece of the action, you know, because the oil belongs to us as well. And so getting back to Saudi Arabia, they want the prices up here. They know that the world has no alternative. They've got to use their oil and every other OPEC member's oil. And so nothing's going to happen. Oil in the scheme of things here, if everything quieted down in the Middle East and there was a plan for withdrawal and Iran wasn't invaded, you know, maybe we could go back to $75 or $80 a barrel. But that's not going to happen. I mean, they're doing everything they can right now to try to get in position to attack Iran before the election. This is what this is all about. I think that the situation has been temporarily neutralized in Kosovo with the re-election of their pro-American president, and that's not the end of the story, but at least temporarily it is. He won't control Congress, I don't think. And Georgia is an ongoing thing, but it's a smaller action. So I think you're going to see a good chance of an attack on Iran. Everything's been laid out. They're just trying to pick a day. And, it was 2.5 years ago I came out and said, when everybody said they were going to get invaded, that it wouldn't happen, at least not now. And so I changed my tune 2.5 years later. I think they're going to do it anyway because of the dreadful financial situation in the United States as well as in Europe and in Asia and throughout the world. I mean, the U.S. has a deep recession and the world has a depression. And anybody that will tell you that third world countries are going to do okay because their economies have changed are just dreaming.
And, of course, Vinny, a war is such an excellent way to get the people's attention off of what's going on at home. And then, of course, we can always blame, you know, the disastrous consequences and the destruction of our monetary system on the wicked Osama bin Laden, who's been plotting over there in that cave on how he was going to take away our freedom. Of course, he's actually been dead for some time, the information that I have. One of the interesting things in one of your recent international forecasters, Bob, was you're the only person I've seen talking about the importance of putting a floor under the price of oil, getting it down, putting a floor price of $25 a barrel so that the wildcatters and others would not be afraid to come in and start trying to develop oil. And with a floor there, then the big oil would not be able to drop the price down and destroy them. Where did you get that story? Because I've used the story in the past, but I've never seen anybody else use the story.
Gee, I can't remember.
All right, but
you know,
anyway,
we do over 350 pieces a day.
I know.
And in fact, it's got so that, in fact, Judy said to me this morning, gee, you've got so many links here, we've already got about 20 of them for Wednesday. But when I find a good article, sometimes I'll just reproduce it so that I don't have to write it.
Okay.
Because there's so many things out there normally to talk about. And so in the process of doing that, I can't remember where I get half the stuff that I get. And we don't keep any records. Because if we did, you know, for 18 years, we'd have to travel around with 25 warehouses to put the stuff in.
Well, that's okay, because I show the article is accurate. I've used this. I have the quotations on it. That's on my in my articles on oil, September and October of 2005. So, but I was just the only time I'd seen anybody else talking about that was, of course, in the articles we did at that time. Anyway, you know, I think it's absolutely true. And independents are not going to go back in the oil business unless they get a guarantee of a floor, not a ceiling, not a price support, but basically a floor. Oil cannot go below $25 a barrel. Wouldn't it be nice to get it back there? But it's not going to go back because there's no way they're going to allow Congress to pass legislation to set a floor under the price of oil. Big oil owns most of our congressmen and most of our leaders and certainly the executive branch of our government today.
Well, I don't see it happening, and although it was attempted by Hugo Chavez, who's the president of Venezuela, at $50, he said, look, you know, that's reasonable. And, of course, maybe he was unaware of the tremendous inflation that was going on and was to come. I can't answer that. But I don't think with inflation the way it is and the dollar the way it is that this is relevant anymore, $50.
Right.
I would think a relevant price probably would be $75 or $80 on the downside. And goodness knows if they start another war in the Middle East, we could be looking easily at $2 or $2.50. And then what it would have come back to, it might come back to 125. I mean, who knows? These things are hard to call because there's so many things that we don't know that are going on. Everything is done in secret today, not only in government, not only with our agencies where one would expect it, but you see it in the Federal Reserve, you see it in corporations, you see it everywhere in our lives. And so it's very hard to know exactly what's going on. All you can do is really have educated guess.
Well, I think it was fascinating. I was reading in the International Forecaster, incidentally, that's Bob's publication, that gasoline in Great Britain today is almost $10 a gallon. Almost $10 a gallon. I mean, here you hear people moan because we're up to $4. You haven't seen anything yet, folks. I mean, they intend to get this a lot higher sooner or later as an effort to get you out of our cars. That's what it's really all about. They want to get us out of our cars. They want to get us onto public transportation. They want to be able to keep us from moving around because they want to control us. And there's no better way to do it than get that price of oil up. Again, gasoline and diesel, and believe me, I believe there's plenty of oil out there, but it doesn't matter. It'll take you 10 years to come online. They've blocked it, and the environmentalists, financed by the great oil companies, have created the crisis, and who's benefited? Why, the oil companies who finance the environmental movement. He who pays the piper calls the tune. And boy, it's costing us a lot of money.
Well, I think the problem it generates from the greedy, corrupt, irrational behavior of the people who have run the United States and its politicians from behind the scenes for many, many years. I mean, look, in August 15th of 1971, we had to abandon the gold standard because in the short time between approximately 1960 and 1971, they about ripped the economy to shreds.
They sure have.
The capper for that was Lyndon Johnson. And this has been going on for a long time.
Well, hang on to that thought. Our guest is Bob Chapman. If you have any calls, our number is 970-689. 8255, I'm sorry, we'll be right back.
Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are reclaimable, black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a two-pack for only $99 or a four-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
This is George Whitehurst Berry of the Genesis Communications Network. Have you ever wanted the truth about the economy? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the fastest growing program on GCN. Our one-hour program airs weekdays, Monday through Friday, from 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time, just after the Power Hour, and just before Alex Jones. To listen to rebroadcast 24 and 7, visit our website at www.hearitonline.com and click on the appropriate link. Our unparalleled guest lineup has included patriots such as Congressman Ron Paul, Scott Ritter, former UN Chief Weapons Inspector Murray Neal, inventor of the revolutionary dragonskin body armor, and Philip Torme, USS Liberty survivor. We also focus on alternative health and survival topics. Go to www.hearitonline.com. That's H-E-A-R-I-T-O-N-L-I-N-E.com.
Communication Network. And our guest, of course, is Bob Chapman. I gave out the wrong number. That's the number for the of the American Freedom Network. The number to call if you have a question is 800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. I got about three different call-in numbers, and then, the of course, the purchase number, so we get all rattling around up there in my head. Sometimes I get a little confused. Anyway, our program today is discussing what's happening financially. Well, Bob, they certainly seem to have been keeping the price of gold and silver down. It's obvious they're being manipulated. Apparently, there are a lot of people who are selling gold and silver short that don't have the gold and silver. And if people simply were to take delivery, or these people would be, you know, left holding the bag. And everything I can learn is that there appears to be that we're on the verge of a major silver shortage. Is that true or not? What do you think on it?
I think it is. And I know that there are those who are professionals in the field that don't think there's an inventory problem. Inventory is available, they think, in great volume to offset the need for physical gold. But I don't believe that. I've seen physical silver, excuse me. I've seen 10 years, just the last 10 years, when silver appeared from out of thin air. And really, the above ground inventory's got to be getting pretty skinny. And as you know, we've had a deficit that is production to usage since the mid-1960s. And of course, the government silver's all gone. They have to buy in the market when they make their mint their silver eagles. And so, yes, I do believe that the silver, physical silver noose is tightening. And there is a shortage of small bars. There is a shortage of, to some extent, of large bars because COMEX is taking delivery of them and they're fulfilling orders for people who buy contracts and then take delivery, which is a relatively cheap way to do things if you want large bars. I prefer the lower end, which is the smaller premium end, which is the gold and the silver 90% junk bags. But be as it may, I think it's tightening up. It has been for several months, and I think it will continue to do so. A lot of people are taking physical delivery. One of the interesting things is we're not seeing a lot of new people buying gold or gold shares, but we see them buying silver. And evidently, silver's appeal has caught the eye of a lot more people than gold has. And so the answer to the question is yes, we are seeing a tightening shortage in silver.
Well, of course, if silver ever started to take off and were to get back to a ratio of 16 to 1, which it traditionally was, 16 silver to 1 ounce of gold, or even 10 to 1, of course, that we would see, you know, one of the greatest upswings we've ever seen. You know, this would be a phenomenal opportunity for people to make a lot of money. If it happens, nobody really can say, but I've got a gut feeling that there really is a shortage of silver out there. I hear that it's extremely difficult to get silver rounds. It's extremely difficult to get silver bars, 100-ounce bars. What about the silver eagles? Are they available now? We heard that the mint had released, a million of them or so, 500,000. We're sold out really in 24 hours here in the United States. The other 500,000 ounces went to Europe. What was that all about?
Gee, I don't know. I said the same thing in the international forecaster. I just don't know why. But they obviously did. And there's another batch coming up. And, where that... Look, the problem is this. The demand is there. They're not minting enough of them. They're 4 or 5 months behind schedule for whatever reason. And... And if they created another 5 million, they'd be gone. And it's as simple as that. The more they create, the more the people will buy.
Well, we're living in difficult times. It's hard to know what to do. I think the major thing is certainly to protect your wealth. I mean, don't gamble. This is not the time to be gambling and trying to make a killing. Get into things that will preserve your wealth, because that, of course, is what's going to see you through the difficult times that lie ahead. Our guest this afternoon, Bob Chapman, international forecaster. And we're going to be back in just a moment. Our number, 1-800-259-5791.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the advanced Berkey Light Purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, our guest is Bob Chapman. And before we go on, Bob, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get a copy of the International Forecaster and maybe subscribe, as I do.
Well, the International Forecaster is about business, finance, economics, and social and political issues all over the world. We publish by email on Wednesdays and Saturdays, usually runs around 30 pages each time, and we have a hard copy that goes out twice a month as well. If you'd like to get a free introductory copy, you can go to our site on the Internet, and that address is theinternationalforecaster.com. The International, FORECASTER.com. If you'd like to email us, that address is international_forecaster@yahoo.com. International_forecaster@yahoo.com. or you can call toll-free 800-375-4188, 800-375-4188.
All right, fine. Well, we've got Harvey calling from Florida. Again, our number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. Hi, Harvey. How are you doing?
Good, Dr. Stan. How are you this evening?
I'm doing just great. It's a beautiful day here in Monterey Bay. It's a little cool, but the sky's blue. And how are things down there in Florida?
Well, in Ocala, Florida, is the most beautiful evening you could ever imagine.
Okay, well, I'm so glad.
Well, hello, Mr. Bob Chapman. How are you this evening?
I'm fine as well.
Great to speak to you. You know, Dr. Stan and Bob, in our own lives, if we kept doing the same things over and over again and we kept doing wrong, wouldn't we do an about-face and try something new?
If you were trying to change things, you would, but it seems that they have an agenda and you keep doing the same thing wrong over and over and over again. Pretty soon people get the idea, maybe that's what you're trying to do. What do you think, Bob?
Well, as you point out, they've been unsuccessful for centuries, and it's cost them dearly from time to time, but of course, that is the risk of power. And some of them have ended up losing their lives and their fortunes. In Venice, they were thrown out of the city and dispersed in Europe. And their movement for world government was set back probably 50 to 100 years until they could reestablish themselves. So this is nothing new. They just keep on doing it, hoping that they can be successful. And up until the last 15 years, the information that was available about what they were doing was rather sparse. And most people didn't know about power behind government. And with the advent of the Internet, and particularly shortwave, and in other radio mediums as well, but particularly shortwave, a whole new world has opened up to understanding that there are a group of people who want world government and how they're going about it.
And of course, people have forgotten, you know, about what happened in Florence, what happened in ancient Florence, what happened in ancient Venice. It was all part of the same fiat money system that we have in America today. And it always has failed in the past, and it's going to fail here. But it's going to affect the entire world with catastrophic results. And I believe that will be the justification for bringing in the New World Order, the New World Religion, the New World Leader. But go right ahead, Harvey.
What I'd like to do, Dr. Stan, I'd like to use your airwaves to start a trickle of common sense. And what I'm suggesting is that we can solve so many problems in one fell swoop by realizing our military does us absolutely no worth whatsoever. Our military, our CIA, our Pentagon, bring all our troops from the 130 countries home, stop the ridiculous war on drugs. You can imagine the amount of fuel that we waste around the world with our ships, our tanks, our guns, our bullets, if you took all that energy and just brought everybody home, let the soldiers actually do a day's work in our fields, and we could replace the illegal immigrants, we could solve so many problems in one fell swoop, Dr. Stan.
But you see, you're being logical. This is not a logical situation. They want a no-win war in Iraq and Afghanistan. They want to keep wasting the lives of our boys over there. It's a great diversion. And of course, the real goal is the empire, this one world government, and we will establish the empire. It'll be taken over then by the new world rulers, and that's what it's about.
Well, it's up to us to demand that all this, which absolutely is only going to lead to Armageddon, that all this stop and stop immediately. And we have to use your airwaves and all your many stations to get the truth out. And we have to admit that every single thing we've been doing for years is so wrong. It's against God. And it's against man, and it's going to lead us absolutely nowhere, and it's a financial oblivion.
All right, I agree with you totally, and God bless it. Harvey, thank you so much for calling. And Bob, do you have a comment telling what Harvey was saying?
No, I think he's just simply absolutely right. I couldn't have said it better myself, and I think you agree with that.
I certainly do. And this is really the powerful spiritual forces behind this whole world monetary system, behind the drive towards world government, behind the drive for the new world religion, and, of course, behind the drive to enthrone a new world leader. That's what it's all about. And it's all certainly prophetic, and it's all coming to pass before our very eyes. If you can't see it, why, you better get a new pair of glasses. Well, again, our number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. Of course, you're seeing so much information out there to confuse you. They call it cognitive dissonance. They feed you all this phony information, and they're saying, oh, the recession's just about over. We're over the worst part of it. We're about to turn the corner. You know, look at the stock market, how well it's doing. They obviously know that things are going to begin looking up for us, and certainly gold and silver not going up, so there's no problem with our currency. And well, tell us, though, what's really happening throughout the rest of the world? Because I don't think most of our listeners really understand this degree of contraction of the economies of all the rest of the countries in the world, as well as our own.
Well, we'll just take Mexico and Canada, both of whom export to the United States 85% and 80%, in that vicinity of their production. If Americans are not buying as much as they did before, obviously the economies in those two countries are going to suffer. And that's going to go throughout the world. And as America slows down, the world economy will. We're seeing it in England and Australia right now. We're seeing it certainly in Europe. I just wrote a big piece for Wednesday about the situation in Europe and the euro and why it's not is pleasant or hunky-dory like they think it is. You know, they've got their own set of problems, never mind the local motive that pulls the world economy, the United States, having problems. When Jamie Dimon, the head of J.P. Morgan Chase, says, look, we're going to have a real tough recession, and he said that today, you know that they always understate. So they're looking for some pretty bad stuff. And then he says that 75% of the problems in the credit crisis are over. I don't believe him. When Citibank comes out and says they're going to have another $400 billion themselves to write off, I mean, what is one to think? It makes my figures of write-offs of about $2 trillion believable. And I'm usually right. Unfortunately.
Well, I think it's very tragic that almost too many Americans now, you know, their homes are gone or going into foreclosure. But there is another, at least according to the Wellington newsletter, that's the Wellington newsletter, they're thinking of another 8 to 10 million homes facing foreclosure as all of these creative loans that they have out, the pick and pay loans, the adjustable rate loans, all of these types of loans that they have out there, they're going to start coming due before long, and you're going to see millions more people losing their homes. And that's going to create tremendous social unrest, don't you think, Bob?
Yes, I do. People, they just don't understand what's going on, and they're kind of taking the head in the sand approach. Gee, I didn't do anything wrong, so why is this happening to me? It's not going to change the fact that something is happening to you, and it's not going to go away, and you are going to lose your home and your job and your vehicles, and you may end up living under a bridge. And that's as simple as that. And, you know, credit card debt losses, I just wrote them up for the next issue. We're looking at 5% before the year is out. Normal is about 1.5. We're looking at 6% by the end of the year. I mean, that's phenomenal. Why? Because people have just sort of said, I'm going to use the cards until I can't use them anymore. That's what they're talking about.
And of course,
they know it's fruitless, but they don't know what to do about it. And quite frankly, there's very little to do about it except prepare. And preparation is getting rid of the credit card debt, not expanding it. and other revolving debt. Try to pay off your vehicles. Try to get some dehydrated and freeze-dried foods in so you have something if you're unemployed for 3 months or 6 months or some period like that. Have something that you can purify your water with. Have something that you can defend your family with. Those are the most important things that we've talked about on your program, Stan, for over 10 years.
Amen, and we'll keep talking about it as long as we can. Well, we've got Katie calling from Texas. Hi, Katie. Have a question or comment?
Thank you. Hi. Bob, I wondered what you recommend people do with that stimulus package refund. I don't even want to spend it.
Well, I think the first line of spending should be to eliminate debt.
Right.
And for those that don't have debt and got their act together, so to speak, then I think you should consider if you have the things I just mentioned. And if you have them, then you can get involved in gold and silver-related assets.
Okay. I mean, you don't even think it's an ethical question? I don't even want their dirty money. But, I mean, what do you think about that in that light? Do you think it's okay just to go ahead and spend it?
Well, yes, it is okay to spend it.
Mm-hmm.
And I told you how I think you should spend it.
Right.
You know what? It's an act of conscience as to whether you accept it or
right.
spend it.
Okay.
I have not, and I will not. But I shouldn't speak for other people.
Right. Okay.
There's some people who desperately need that money.
Mm-hmm.
And I talked to somebody the other day who's not wealthy, and I said, "What are you going to do? Oh, we're going to pay our house taxes with it."
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't use it for something that's really important.
Okay.
I think that somebody made a comment that, you know, if you get this $600, what are you going to do with it? Well, you're going to spend it. You're going to spend it at Walmart. It's going to help China. You're going to spend it on a car that's going to help the Japanese. You're going to spend it on vegetables and food and fruits that are going to help Honduras and Guatemala. You know, and the big problem is that the United States is not manufacturing much of anything anymore except big airplanes, and China just announced that they're going to go into competition with the Airbus and with Boeing, and they're opening their own company to build these massive airplanes, of course, using American technology. But the only thing that we really have here, of course, is pornography. You can spend it on pornography. That's a domestic thing. Tattooing and prostitution. Those three things, of course, you can spend the money on, and it'll stay right here in America. Well, I certainly, what a sad commentary on a government refund.
Anything
else you want to say?
No, but thank you so much.
Use debt reduction.
Right.
Buy a milk cow. All right, thanks, Bob.
Bye-bye. Off your debts. I think that's Bob's recurrent theme. Pay off your debts, because if you have a debt on your home, why, they're going to come and take your home if anything you can't pay for it. And, of course, you have a car. They're going to take your car if you can't pay for it. Get out of debt. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. It's been my hue and cry for a long time.
Well, it's going to continue being your hue and cry, and mine as well, Bob, because I think you're absolutely right. We're facing very difficult times, and a lot of people, you know, even people with a lot of money, you know, bought a home, and they put a down payment, 10% down payment on it, 15, 20% down payment, and they're paying on the mortgage. And suddenly they find that they owe more on the mortgage than the house is actually worth on the open market. And the markets are going to continue falling. It looks like another 20-30%. And in the meantime, these people are going to have these big mortgages and a house that isn't worth what the mortgage is. And a lot of them are smart. They're just going to say, here are my keys, I'm leaving. And, of course, that's going to make the situation all the worse. What do you think about this legislation? Apparently it's passed Congress now, where they're going to ask lenders to write off part of the money that's owed to them, and then they're going to get the FHA to pick up the rest of the loan. Do you think that's going to do any good?
Well, first of all, heretofore, the lenders have done virtually nothing to help people who are trying to work it out. And some of them won't do short sales because, you know, $100,000 per home might be involved. And a lot of lenders have let people stay in homes so they don't get destroyed. So that means that the foreclosures are far higher than what we're being shown. And so, as far as the FHA is concerned, let me give you the bottom line on it. You and I are going to pay for it in higher taxation. Because it's all guaranteed by the United States government, along with Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, which are technically bankrupt. And so they're just dumping stuff into those entities to hope that the system will keep on going. And it's not going to work. It just simply is not going to work. So they want to get FHA, another $300 billion, to help people meet their obligations as far as their homes are concerned, either by lowering the mortgage payments or lowering the interest rates, and then sell those loans to the FHA. In this case, $300 billion is a drop in the bucket.
Amen.
And it would help if it's done that way. I don't think it's going to happen.
I don't think so either.
The lenders are going to balk. They're so greedy. And they are the ones who caused this problem, along with the Federal Reserves. It's the Federal Reserve. They're the culprits in this thing.
But I think they're trying to give us the impression, Congress is trying to give us the impression they're going to do something. And the president has said, I'm going to veto the legislation. So Congress will bring the president will bring Congress. And the truth of the matter, they're all responsible for this terrible, terrible situation we're finding ourselves in. It's all smoke and mirrors, and well, we're about out of time. Our guest has been Bob Chapman. Give that telephone number one more time.
800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188.
Our guest has been Bob Chapman. Hope you enjoyed our program with him. We're going to be back here in just a moment to wrap up today's program, Bob. Thanks so very much, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week, if not before.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, that's Bob Chapman, international forecaster. Fascinating reading, comes out twice a week. I look forward to it every time, and you will too. You'll get hooked just like I am. We'll be right back.
Black Mercury purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a two-pack for only $99 or a four-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocket, Rock at truck stop running and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
I'd like to stand back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and I hope you enjoyed our conversation with Bob Chapman. If you'd like more information on what's happening, you need to get my talk on the financial tsunami. That's the financial tsunami, and I suggest you get the syllabus with it. You get $5 off if you get the syllabus. And certainly the book, The Creature from Jekyll Island, is the best book to explain how this whole fraudulent fiat money system works and is really based upon debt. And if there weren't any debt, there wouldn't be any money. Of course, that's why they have to keep us in debt, so there'll be money there. And then, of course, we have the book, The Federal Reserve Conspiracy. And we have a much smaller book called Fiat Money, Inflation in France. And then two pamphlets we put out. That is The Financial Meltdown and The History of Money. And, of course, once again, my talk on financial synonymy with a syllabus, The Creature from Jekyll Island, The Federal Reserve Conspiracy, the book, The Fiat Money, Inflation in France, and then the pamphlets. One is titled The History of Money, and the other is called The Financial Meltdown. And when you've read all of those things, you'll know more than most economic professors about what's really going on today. And then, of course, we do hope you'll want to understand the spiritual forces behind all of this, because none of this makes sense. And this idea of going on from generation to generation, from century to century, from millennia to millennium, unless you understand the spiritual forces. And so my talk on the forbidden secret, along with the syllabus, which you get a special rate on if you get the two of them together, the forbidden secret, tells of the story that's been passed down for thousands of years. It's basically the same story that Rhonda Byrne told on Oprah Winfrey's show, only an entirely different aspect of it. She thinks it's really great when you tap into this mysterious power that's out there. And we think, of course, you are tapping into the power of the prince of this world. And it could end, of course, lead to your eternal damnation. So understand the spiritual forces. And, of course, even more information in our talk on the planned police state. And you want to get the syllabus that goes with that, a reduced rate. And you want to get, of course, my talk on Iraq, the untold story, or war, the untold story. They're basically the same, just different versions of the original talk. But you want to get the syllabus that goes with that so that you can verify the things that we're saying. You need the documentation. And then, of course, if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, or seen the DVD, shame on you. You need to get it. You can get the book, the DVD, and the tape. We call it the Brotherhood of Darkness special for only $29.95. A great deal, but more important, you're going to be helping us to get the truth out, because we want you to get the book. We want you to lend out that DVD. In fact, you're welcome to copy it as long as you're not making a profit on it, and get other people to watch it and understand the true spiritual nature of what is taking place today. Two great DVDs, professionally done by our good friend Chris Pinto, entitled The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning and Riddles in Stone. And there you'll see all sorts of interviews with people from the other side, people who are highly placed within this movement. There's one of them where a Mason is talking about, well, you know, we can talk about these things today. We couldn't have talked about 50 years ago. Why? Why, of course, 50 years ago, they would have suddenly, it was a terrible thing to believe in Lucifer and be dedicated to him. Now it's increasingly accepted. And then, of course, we have a DVD we made with Chris Pinto and giving a talk here called The Atlantis Connection, because America creating its world empire is to become the new Atlantis, just as the ancient Atlantis was. But remember what happened to that. God intervened and destroyed it. At least that's what the story is, and that's the story that Plato wrote about. So there's the Atlantis connection, and, of course,
This next hour, we're going to have Constance Cumby. You certainly want to see her four tape set on Constance Cumby and her DVD, The Emergence. The emergence of who? The emergence of the new world leader. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our website.